crust. So it's Thanksgiving, and every legal holiday we begin with the same idea that everybody coming is a testament to spending how much they love Torah, and they come on their off day to learn Torah. So Thanksgiving, we have a lot to be thankful for. We make sure we're thankful on a daily basis. We say Asher Yatzar, and we have to always remember to be thankful. Yes. So they say a segula. They say there is a tremendous segula to make sure you always remember your anniversary. So what's the way to make sure you always remember your anniversary? You forget once. Oh, you probably forgot. Yes. You forget one time, you'll never.
We'll never let you forget.
Never forget again. So really, we have a lot to be thankful for. We have two kidneys, and they weigh 5 ounces each, and they're packed neatly on the side of your stomach. And I saw on the Asher Yatzar sign that in one day, 450 gallons of blood could be purified through these kidneys. And it beats the alternative, which is very limiting, severely limiting. You're bound to a machine, and it's not kishmak, they say. So a person only needs one kidney. That's what the doctors tell us. A person only needs one kidney. So and especially today, with today's tremendous technological advancements, medical advancements, it's possible with Renewal to, and many other organizations, but specifically Renewals, from a Jew to a Jew, a person could donate their kidney and mamash give chius to another person. So the person could lose their kidneys. They could have for a whole variety of reasons. Either they could have diabetes or whatever. And a person who gives their kidney to such a chayla is literally giving that person life. So I would like to address some of the major halachic discussions involved in kidney transplants. Is one, first of all, obligated to give their kidney to somebody who's a chayla? Imagine you're a perfect match. Are you obligated to go under the knife and give up your kidney to save another Jew? And usually there is a disclaimer by a halachic shir, so I'm not going to say that disclaimer. I think we're going to come out pretty lemaisa on this point that, well, we'll see soon. And David Kalani in the back is going to be giving out contact information for Renewal, and everybody could sign up. So is one obligated to give up the kidney? So it really essentially boils down to one point. It's your suffix sakana versus another person's vadai sakana. Your sakana is questionable, and another person's sakana is definite. He is going to die if he doesn't have a kidney. Another question we're going to try to address is giving blood. Are you obligated to give blood? What about a bone marrow transplant? Another question, to what extent does a Jew have to go? How far does he have to go to save another Jew? And I'm talking about money. How much does he have to spend? Does he have to lose work? Does he have to lose his job? Does he have to take off? Does he have to spend his entire fortune, whatever he has? Does he have to turn the world over? What's the halacha? And then another halacha, another discussion will be about after-death donations, which is quite controversial. But we're going to discuss that discussion will be covered also. And then we're going to come out with some tshuvas. First of all, let's get a little background. A person is in a vada sakana. You do not have to give up your life for that person. The Gemara unequivocally states, my chazis, what makes you think that his life is better than yours or your life is better than his? And it doesn't matter if you're old and he's young. It doesn't matter if you're a crook and he's an Erlich Yid. And it doesn't matter if he's the Gadol Hadar. A person does not have to say, I want to take a hit for the team and kill himself for the sake of another Jew, because that's Hashem's cheshbon. That's not for us to decide. So for avada sakana, you don't have to give up your life and put yourself in avada sakana. And on the other side of the spectrum, if a person is in a vada sakana, but you have no sakana, you have zero sakana here, it's maybe a little hassle. So the halacha unequivocally is that you have to turn the world over. You have to go above and beyond to save the Jews. So let's look at the first Gemara we're going to see right now. See the Gemara right now, Daf Ein Gimel in Sanhedrin, the first page. Did you ask what mitzvah is it to go save it? Okay, so we're going to see right now. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ein Gimel, Amud Aleph says, this begins with a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Minayin l'roya es chavero shehu toivea ben nahar, achaya garasai, alistin bayin alav, shu chayev lahatzilai. How do we know that if a person, if he sees his friend drowning in the sea, in the river, a wild animal is about to shred him, or Liston is born alive, robbers are attacking him, shuhu chayev lahatzile. Tamu loymer, loy samad al dam rayacha. You cannot stand idly while your brother's blood is being spilled. So the Gemara asks, v'ha mehacha nafka, mehasam nafka. You're learning it from loy samad al dam rayacha, that you're not allowed to, you have to do whatever you have to do in order to save another Jew, mehasam nafka. It says, you have to return the object to him. Now, what is a person's greatest object? His life. So, if you have to return his cloak, or his donkey, or his baseball cap, so then certainly you have to return to him his life, which means that you have to give him the ability to live. So, the Gemara asks, Ime hasam hava amina hani mili binafshei. So Gemara is obviously bothered. Why do we need to psukim? So Gemara says, if I would have learned it just from there, hani mili ben afshei, ava mitrach umegar uguri eim aloi. Kamash malan, now that I have both of these psukim, and loy samad adam reyacha specifically, I have to go not just use my own body to save another Jew, but I have to use my resources to save another Jew. I have to do whatever I have to do in order to save another Jew. That means to hire somebody. If someone's Taveh ben Nar and you don't know how to swim, or you might know how to swim, you're not sure. If you try to save him, he might get out but pull you under. So
you have to spend.
So we'll get there. So the Gemara says that you have to do whatever possible in order to save him. So that means you have to hire the guy, the big muscle guy next to you, and say, could you save him? And he says, I don't want to get wet. And the guy is drowning, and you're looking at, I'll hire you, $200, $300, nah, $500, he'll save him. You're mechuyev to spend that money. And it doesn't matter what the amount is, you have to mortgage your house, you have to, whatever you need to do in order to save the guy. Now, who's responsible for it? He is responsible. If he's an ani, he can't pay for it, you can collect it from the community. But the bottom line is that a Jew's life is priceless, and this is what the Gemara in Daf Ayin Gimel Sanhedrin is telling us.
What happens if you put his life in danger?
So that's a good question. So I saw Rav Shlomo Kluger says it's Avedas Atma is the term. He's ready to commit suicide. So I think it's very machodesh, but he says that just like we know the halacha by Ashavas Aveda is that if a person, you know, throws money around, like, you know, he's driving it in his car and he's throwing money out the window. You don't have to run after him and say, here's your quarter, here's your quarter. You don't have to do that, right? So if we're learning an element of saving a person, a Jewish life, from Hashavas Aveda, so too you don't have to save somebody who's committing suicide. Is what he says.
Okay.
Well, it's going to cost you money.
What about
it's right? If it's going to, if it's going to cost, if it's going to.
Maybe that's not the natural survey.
Lysamite, right, very good.
I know, why did the Gemara group say this chilek as the tzrichas of it? Elamai, the Gemara held that both of them would be limited to this.
I think this is Taina. I think this is Taina, and we're going to see Tzvi. In this year, we're going to have a very similar Taina to what you're saying.
Someone's cliche in their health. Oh, yeah. Someone's cliche in their health. It's like someone's cliche in their life.
No, but what about a kidney? Why do you have to donate? Why do you have to donate your kidney if he was pressuring himself? I'm not sure to go anything on this card. Okay, I'm not saying you do. Okay, biter. So let's see the second page in the Gemara. See, what do you do about a suffix sakana? Again, the question on the table is, your suffix sakana versus the other Jews, bade sakana. What's the halacha? So let's see, the Gemara in Yerushalmi, Parak in Trumas, Parak Chas Halacha Dalet, says that Rav Imi was trapped. He was captured by a goyim. And Rish Lakish was there, and Rabbi Yonason, they both heard about it. And Rabbi Yonason said, Rabbi Imi is trapped. He should be gebenched. He should be wrapped in his tachrichin. He doesn't have a chance. That's it. But Rish Lakish, he said, I'm going to save him. Either I'm going to come out alive or not. But he went and he dusted off his old rifle, and he went to go save Rabbi Imi. And the end of the story is that Rish Lakish, who had confidence in himself because of his previous life, he didn't have to flex a muscle. What happened was he convinced them that the captors that we should let him go, and he appeased them. However, he did. The Gemara is not very specific. And he said, "Come with me, and you'll get a bracha from Yochanan." And the captors came, and they said that, you know, by the way, we weren't going to do anything to Rav Imi. We're going to treat him well. So Yochanan said that whatever you were going to do to him, Hashem should do to you. And they all dropped dead. So that was the right. So, but what do we see from this Gemara? So the Beis Yosef, it's a historical Beis Yosef, the last Beis Yosef in all of Tor, says that we see a raya from this Gemara that you have to put yourself in a suffix sakana to save somebody from a vada sakana. Because what happened? Rish Lakish didn't know if he was going to be captured himself. Maybe he was going to be killed. Nevertheless, Rish Lakish went, and he went to save them. So we see suffix sakana versus somebody's vada sakana. You're mechuyev to go.
How do you see that?
Oh, from this Gemara. Rish Lakish did it.
He says, I'm
going
to kill myself for that. Right. He wasn't in Saibakan as expert.
Okay, but maybe you're not Mechoyev. Maybe his question is, maybe you're not Mechoyev to go.
And it's
optional. Huh?
Why? It's not Mechoyev.
Very good.
Did
Rishlakish
do it? Was it optional, or did he have to do it?
Well, Rav Imi was going to die. So the question is he Mechoyev to go save the guy? So Rishlakish went. Rav Lazar is saying that from the fact that he went, meaning there's only two tzadim here. It's either aser or it's mutter. And the fact that he went shows that it's not aser.
If not mechuyev, you can't.
Right, but can be sure shadid.
Okay, so this is what the Beis Yosef says. The Beis Yosef says, from here we see you're mechuyev to put yourself in a suffix sakana to save somebody from a vadeh sakana. So, and he says that why? What's the svara? Because the Gemara says Kol Matzel Nefesh Achas Kilo Kaim Mali Olam. So saving one person, you have to do it. So this is what the Beis Yosef says. The problem is that if you look in the corresponding Beis Yosef, which is in the Shulchan Aruch, there's no mention, there's no mechaber, there's no mechaber that says that you have to put yourself in a suffix sakana to save somebody from avada sakana. Says the Sma, you know why? Because the three pillars that the Bais Yosef used to paskin halacha, to determine what is halacha, both all opted out. Who are they? The Rish, the Rush, the Rif, and the Rambam. They all said nothing as far as this halacha. So the Machabers throw up his hands. Okay, so you're not machoyev to put yourself in a slavic sakana to save somebody from a vada sakana. So what's the reason? We have Yerushalmi. L'chera Rish Lakish did. What's the svara? So Pesachei Tshuva says, and the Pesachei Tshuva brings an Agudas Ezoif that says it's not just because it's Yerushalmi that we're not asking. There's Gemaras, there's Bavlis, Gemaras throughout Shas that go not like this Yerushalmi. The Gemaras starting with our first Gemara that we saw. The first Gemara says that we have two options in front of us. We have two psukim that tell us that you have to save a person, Leisamad, and we have Vashevois Eloi. You have to go return his life to him. The Gemara says, why do I need both psukim? Because if I would have just had Vashevois Eloi, I wouldn't have known that you have to spend your resources. Kamash Lan, you even have to spend your resources. Why didn't the Gemara say a bigger chiddush? Why didn't this similar to what Tzvi was saying? Rabbi Tzvi England. Why didn't the Gemara say a bigger chiddush? The Gemara should have said that Kamash Malan, you have to give up, you have to put yourself in a suffix sakana in order to save another Jew. From the fact that the Gemara didn't say the more obvious and the bigger, greater chiddush, is a raya that we don't have to put yourself in a suffix sakana in order to save somebody from a vade sakana. That's the first raya. Second raya is, if you go to what? Why? No, it's no, not the nafsha means you gotta pull the man out of the water. You have to help him cross the street when he's down on his. You know, it doesn't mean you have to risk your life. This is. I mean, I can understand what you're saying, but
you have to risk your life. I still wouldn't know that I have to spend my money.
What's a greater chiddush? That you have to spend your money or to, you have to... So this is a knech higher. So Gemara didn't say that knech higher. Okay, so then the Gemara says, then this Pesachei Tshuva explaining this Bisyasa, this Sma, that says why the Mechaber didn't go like the Yerushalmi, that you're Mechaber to put yourself in a Sabik Sakana, brings another raya. What's the other raya? So let's see. The Gemara on page 3. Gemara Nida, Daf Samach Aleph Amin Aleph, says like this. Another story. Gemara starts off talking about Hilchos Lashon Hara, famous halacha that you'll find in the Hakdama in the Chavetz Chaim Sefer. And throughout the Sefer, the Gemara says, Amar Rava Hai Lishna Bisha, Apapide Le Kabuli Lai Mibai, Mecher Shlei Mibai. Even though you're not Mechoyev to accept Lashon Hara as true, but you're obligated to be Chashish, you're allowed to be Chashish for such Lashon Hara. Which means that, let's say the guy is, there's a rumor that a person is a robber, and so you're Mechoyev to not accept it as true. You're not allowed to believe it. But that doesn't mean that if you have your sign on your store that says help wanted, that and he rolls into the store and he says, my expertise is behind the cash register, I'm a great cashier, you're not mechayev to say, okay, come. You're allowed to be you're allowed to be concerned and you're allowed to protect yourself. So the Gemara says, B'nei Galila, the Nafik Alayakala, the Katal Nafsha, Asu Lekameh D'Rev Tarfon. These Jewish men, there was a rumor that they killed someone. So they came in front of Reb Tarfon and they said, hide us. So Reb Tarfon said, well, one second. What's Reb Tarfon supposed to do? So he says, look, you either killed and then I'm not going to hide you, or I should hide you because you're innocent. He says, but since you might have killed, I'm not going to hide you. So the raya over here is very poshit, because if he is caught hiding criminals from the government, so then he himself is putting himself in a sabik sakana, because he himself could be killed. And in fact, that's how Tosfos learns. Tosfos says that if I hide you, b'im atmin eschem chayavtem rosh lemelech. So, and this is why, this is the connection to Gemara. V'hainu mechesh mibayale, lemechesh. She'esh lachesh lashen hara la'amina le'gavizah. She'ezar sh'layavay lo'ay hafzal v'loyachem. So Tosfos, according to this beautiful Tosfos, we have a raya that from this Gemara, you're not supposed to put yourself in a safek sakana to save another Jew. But the problem with this raya is that if you look at Rashi has a completely different pshat. Rashi says, "V'shema harakdem, but asur lahatzel eschem." Nothing to do with the fact that I am putting myself in a sakana. Maybe you actually killed somebody, and then maybe you could say dina demachusadina. It's also to hide somebody who the government is after, somebody who's wanted. So according to this Rashi, there's no raya that you're not supposed to put yourself, or you're not machoyed to put yourself in a selfish sakana in order to save another Jew. So then we have another raya though, and the other raya is very famous Gemara. The Gemara on Bava Metzia, page 4. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan is wondering, "Hai v'chai achicha imach, my avile. What do you do with the pasuk v'chai achicha imach? That you're supposed to make sure that you allow your brother to live imach with you." So he says, "Mibayleit lichadetanya. Shnayim shohayu mahalchem ederach, v'yad echad mehem kitten shalmayim. Two people are walking in the desert. One of them has water." So, im shaisen shnei mesim, im shaisa acha mehem magil yishuv. A person, they can both. This one person could get to the city, and he'll have water to keep himself alive. So, what's the halacha? This is a classic, the boat life ethics over here. So, what's the halacha? So, the Gemara says, darash ben petura. Mutav shiyishtu shneem v'yemusu v'al yira echad mehem b'misaseh shal chaveri. Very important, we have to know this Gemara Clark for later on. The Gemara says that ben petura paskins, they both have to drink, which is very hard to understand, because what's ben petura saying? They both should commit suicide? This guy at least should commit suicide? What's going on? However, Bekiva Achabara Bekiva Velimi Bechai Achicha Imach Chayacha Kadmin Bechaye Chavercha. No, you have to drink it because your life comes first. So the Netziv says that what's Pshat in Ben Petura, like we just asked? He's saying that the person who owns the water should literally commit suicide. He says in Netziv, that's not Pshat. Pshat is that he is going to give the other person water, and now what's going to happen? We're going to delay the death. Maybe they're going to bump into somebody. Maybe the helicopter is going to come and rescue them. Something might happen. So really, Ben Petura is saying, put yourself in a suffix sakana, because it might not happen, and there's a good chance at that. But put yourself in a suffix sakana, and that way, at least the other person who is in a Vada Sakana will not be in a Vada Sakana. But you're mechoyev to put yourself in a suffix Sakana.
Yes.
Yes.
What if the other person is two people? Like a pregnant
mother.
Then you have to use
the
person.
Two people
have to
more than one person.
Question is whether
this
fetus counts as a
living.
Good point.
Yes,
repeat the question.
The question is that Ben Petura, there isn't really a question. We finished the question. The question was that Ben Petura. Oh, my mother-in-law has a great question. She's asking, what if the person who has the water, or let's say the person who doesn't have the water, is pregnant? So, are you mechoyev, the one who has the water, is he mechoyev to give it to the other person? Because now we have two people on the line.
Until the baby's born, it's not considered alive.
Until
law comes first.
Are you Democrat? What?
Don't believe in abortion.
What are you saying? Saying that
So since we're passing like Rabbi Akiva, Chayachav Kaidman v'Chayachicha Imach. Imach means the drasha, by the way, is Imach with you. That means that you have to live. If he's gonna put your life in jeopardy, so you're not mechoyev to give him the water. So. But what was Ben Petura's? This is, we're talking about big people here. What was his taina that mutav sheyishtushneim, and that way one person shouldn't see his friend die? It's not a question of giving him water and then committing suicide because you're not going to be able to get to the city, but rather Ben Petura was telling us, put yourself at least in a suffix sakana, because right now you're going to die, but maybe in 2 hours. Where you, and you have that amount of time, maybe you'll be rescued. Yeah. So,
what he's saying is
that they have rational justice. You can't just say that they may have rational justice. Okay? Fine. So, according to you, there is no raya here. Fine. No. Okay. So according to this shot, there is no raya.
Saying that you don't put yourself in
trouble.
That's the
Moskana. Right, because we're passing like Rabbi Akiva, not Ben Petura.
So that's only not to put the other person's body So
let's see. Let's turn to page 5. Gemara Nedarim. Gemara Nedarim has a fascinating case. You have a well. And the well, the opening of the well is in one town, but the river passes through another town, which means that it's a very weak well. There isn't a lot of water, and if a person, I'm just giving background of the scenario. The scenario is that if one city takes all the water, there's going to be nothing left for the other city. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi says there's a whole shock of a tari over here. Let's just go through it quickly. Mayan shal bnei ha'ir, chayehen b'chayehachirim, chayehen kaidmin. You have a well, so your life, this city's life comes before the life of the other city. What about animals? Your animals come before the life of other cities' animals. What about if the well is so weak that it's a shiloh of whether you're going to have laundry or death? Meaning there isn't enough for that much more. So Rabbi Yossi paskins v'sasan kaidemes l'chaye achirim. Your fresh laundry is more important than the lives of the other city. So now, obviously, there's what to discuss here.
The laundry.
Okay, so first of all, they didn't have air conditioning back then. No, I'm kidding. First, so Rabbi Yossi, if you would be able to turn the page to the next Gemara, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yossi says that if a person doesn't do laundry and 3 months go by and whatever, he can get the, I think it's called dementia, some sickness. So that's what was going on here. But as far as this Gemara at this point is concerned, your tzar, which is very, very critical for this for our topic, your tzar trumps the other person's sakana. And Moshe Sternbach, he has a tshuva on kidneys. He says that the Rambam seems to paskin like this. Because the Rambam, if you turn to page 6, the Rambam's talking about a nursing woman. And the lady wants to eat something that's harmful for the baby. At that point, it was understood that it's very dangerous for the baby. And the Rambam says, "V'ein ha'bal yachal la'akev, v'leimer shem toichu yoysim indai, oi toichu ma'achalim ra'im, yamas ha'vlad, v'fnei shetzar gufa kaidem." Sounds like Ramosha Sturmark tells us that this Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yossi in that Gemara Nedarim. So, from all the above Gemaras, it seems pretty clear at least in the Bavli camp, it seems pretty clear that you're mechoyev, you're not mechoyev to put yourself in a safek sakana to save somebody who is in a vada sakana. So kidneys. So the kidneys, kidney operation and transplant is any surgery has an element of sakana. Going under the knife in general has a lot of sakana. This year, at this point in time, less than it used to be, but still there's always a level of risk. First of all, second of all, you might need that kidney later on in life. So you give up one kidney, you don't have a spare tire anymore. You're done. Number two. Number three. So maybe in case I forget, we'll just say it, we'll reiterate now. You have a lot of amuna. She's saying, what's the difference, Lamaisa? You have money. You're mechoyev to give it away, and that's not a chashbon to say that maybe I'll need it later. Okay, it's a very important chashbon. What?
Giving away money, it's not a suffix that can't give away a dollar.
Well, okay, but that's not a the chashash that I need, might need it later is not a chashash we see in general.
Could you sell your car? You may need it to run away from a gunman. Okay.
A third important question over here, and Eitan mentioned this right before the share. He said that even when a person donates his kidney, he might not really regain his full health. 100%, he might not be the same again. And there's definitely a person that's going to be out of work and. And there's a lot of it's definitely painful. It's not a simple procedure. So these are all actual very important cheshbonos. So let's look at it on a lemaisa yestra.
What about donating organs, willing organs?
Oh, that's very important. We're gonna hopefully get to that. Hopefully, very very important. So the first tshuva that discusses this is the Radvaz in the 1500s. Now, you might not want to go with a tshuva about surgeries from the 1500s, but the Radvaz says, talks about a very interesting case. The case was that the Sultan said to Yankel, you're chayiv misa, but and if your friend Shimon is willing to give up his ear or his nose or his leg, but an aver that's not going to put him in sakana, it's not going to kill him, so you're off the hook, Yankel. What a sadistic sultan over here. But this is the case. The Radvaz had to deal with this. So this was the shaila that the Radvaz has, and the Radvaz said that the halacha is that you're not mechoyev, Shimon is not mechoyev to give up his aver. Why? Because deracha darchei nayam. And Hashem only gives us mitzvahs that can meet up with our seichel, and if it goes contrary to my seichel, Hashem wouldn't give it to us. It's such a mitzvah. Number one. Number two. And he goes and he says, how do you know it's not going to kill the guy? And he says a case where I saw a similar story, and the guy's ear came off, and he bled to death. So how do you know? So Ravaz says that if a person puts himself in a safek sakana to save this guy from a vada sakana, he's a chassid shaita. So the Menchas Yitzchak says, I think Rabbi Weiss, right?
Yeah.
Says that it's mutter to give up a kidney, and this is obviously many hundreds of years later. He says that safek pikuach nefesh is it's mutter. Which is, he didn't want to say that in the beginning of the tshuva, but he came out, it's mutter. The Yabiyah Aymer says he spoke to doctors, Bavad Yosef. He spoke to doctors. And above 99%, north of 99% of people are fine afterwards and they regain their full health. So So you should give it. He doesn't say you're mechoyev, but you should give it, and it's a mitzvah gedolah to give up a kidney. Rav Moshe Shtormbach, in his first half of his tshuva, says,
why are you not mechoyev? Once you allow,
I'll tell you right now. Rav Moshe Shtormbach says, in his first half of his tshuva, that you're mechoyev to give it up. Why? Because the risk is karov l'efes, which is near to none. But he says, but since the pasuk says chayacha kaidmin, and a kidney, you have two of them, but the kidneys together give life. So even one of the kidneys is the lashon he uses is an eva mechya. It's an eva that gives life. So you're not chayacha kaidmin. Every eva that gives life, you're not mechayev to give up. Says Rav Moshe Shtormbach.
In the desert, when you have enough water for two people, you don't have to. It's also giving you life. The water is giving you. What's the difference that
it's
an Aver that's not necessary?
What's
the difference? Why is the difference? The water is giving you
it's a long. No, he's saying the kidneys. He's saying the kidneys. So. At this point, one second. So Rav Moshe Shtormbach comes out though that because of this, you're not mechoyev, but you must donate since there's no real chashash for blood, and there's no, it's not really an Avraham Mechya, it can't fall into this Chayach HaKadman point that Rav Moshe Shtormbach is saying. You must give blood, and Rav Avadya Seth, Rav Moshe and his tshuva say that a person is mechoyev to give blood. Fine. Now, Jari, you wanted to know, what about after death? A person could decide now, and he can decide whether he wants to give up an aver for after he dies. No real sacrifice right now. What's the difference? It's going to the maggots anyways. You can give maybe, right? Maybe we can give a kidney or something after death. So there are three isurim to giving up an aver after a person dies. What are the three isurim? First of all, there is an iser hanas hamis. In hanas hamis gadol mizeh, says Rav Moshe Shtormbach. Number one. Number two, there is a mitzvah of kvura on every ounce of blood that a person has. And when there's a terrorist attack, so Zaka and all the organizations, they're scooping up droplets of blood to bury it. And if you want to move a kever, you have to take the dirt around it, because the dirt around the kever absorb blood. Even every ounce of blood needs to be buried. Good question. That's a good question. Third of all, there is mitzvah. There is an issur of nivel hames, and that's just as far as autopsies are concerned. The person you're not allowed to dissect and open up a mes. That's an issur. It's called nivel hames. To start with the least controversial, which is very controversial. The cornea. I didn't even know that there's such a thing. It's amazing, but there is. I found that here now at this point in my life. There's something called a cornea transplant. So cornea transplant. The problem that's posed with the cornea transplant is that there isn't really. It's not really real shiloh pikuach nefesh. So the mace maybe should not give up his aver. For his specifically his cornea for a person who is alive. Dr. Kanner, who sponsored the shir, told me that a he said that actually another problem with the cornea is that the kidneys, unlike kidneys, corneas have to be placed in a pool in a bank, and you can't give it specifically to a yid. So now, if you're giving an aver to a yid, so pikuach nefesh, tell me the three isurim again. I'm going to tell you that pikuach nefesh overrides. Pikuach nefesh overrides any isur in the Torah, except for the big three. So
you override the mitzvah of kvura and all those mitzvahs.
Yes.
So you're allowed to have a will. You're allowed to be an organ donor.
No. One second.
Oh. If it's pikuah kaf.
Okay. I think we should implement the questions after shir rule. So in Achanan, pikuah nefesh overrides everything except for the big three, right? So cornea doesn't have you. You're gonna donate your cornea. You don't have
why
that.
Why am I always trying to forget? Because the other avar, why does wait on the cornea? Because that's
the
even.
Okay, we're gonna get to the other avar. What's that? So the first of all, cornea goes to guy. Dr. Kanner says it could go to a guy. So because it might go to a guy, you have no right to give it up because pikuach, you don't have the pikuach nefesh overriding the three isurim of a mace.
Even though sumas chashat kmeis.
Oh. So I was machaven to you and you were machaven to me. But when I was speaking to Dr. Kanner, he said, Rav Unterman?
Unterman.
He was chief rabbi of Israel, said this chiddush also, that sumas nachshav kemes. So you're really giving chiyas to a mes. So I don't know if we go with that la halacha, but this is what he said. Right. I have a sneaky suspicion. We don't take that chiddush too far. Yes. Oh, very good. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael, where it's going to a yid, you could. Right. And actually, Avad Yosef says, as far as cornea, that when a person wanted to get when a person wanted to get a cornea transplant, even Avad Yosef, I don't know what, I didn't see the svara is, but what the svara was, but he said that it's mutter even from Amis. But when push came to shove, not his style, he said, go to Chutz La'aretz to get it, because in Eretz Yisrael, it's probably coming from a yid. You could close your eyes when you're in America, but you're...
yeah, very good to you, sir.
Right. Yes.
What about the argument that if we're allowed to receive these organs, in case for us...
Well,
if we're allowed to receive them, why can't there be an egalitarian?
You have to tell me what egalitarian means.
It means that
if we take,
why can't we
have it?
It's not a good
thing. It doesn't go both ways.
Okay, so what about the heart? What about the heart? This is where the heart of the controversy is. So I'll give you a quick overview. I'm not going to get into a specific area where there are books from the floor to the ceiling written on. But a basic overview is that let's say you want a vital organ such as a heart or a kidney or whatever. So let's start with the heart. So if you hold that a person, if he's brain dead, and that equals mace, so then it's not such a big deal. You could take the heart from the guy whose heart's still pumping, because you can kill him because it's already a mace. But if you consider the heart pumping, and then the cessation of the heart pumping to be considered a mace, but if his brain dead, it doesn't matter, he's still alive, so then you can't take the heart. Because if you take the heart, you murdered him. So this is the basic Rashi Pratim of the sugya, and Rav Moshe and the Menachas Yitzchak and the Tzitz Eliezer and Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Yashav teamed up here, and they said that unanimously. I mean, at least amongst themselves, it could be there are other paskim, but they said that death is determined by the heart, and I don't care if his brain is dead, but if his heart is still pumping, if you take the heart, you are shefich damim. And like the Gemara, the Mishnah on Shabbat says, kol ha-matzim inav shel geisus shefich damav. And the Rambam has a mashal that it's the equivalent of imagine there's a light, a flame, and it's flickering. And you put it out, you killed. You killed. You turned it out. You killed the person.
What happens if it's a guy? Okay. He's brain dead.
his heart is pumping.
So it's he a can take it.
So now a yid is waiting. And the doctors say, well, he's really dead. Can you...
Okay, that
not doing it.
I think that Shiloh might be in the middle of one of those books. I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
He's still working on
it. I'm not sure about that.
I would say that he's dead.
That's a very good question. I don't know.
I
don't know if you could do kill a guy either.
You're not killing.
I mean, maybe you could.
They say he's dead.
But if the person's heart, this is very important. Ramayshan, they all say, furthermore, let's say his brain dead and his heart's still pumping, you can't even take his kidney. You can't even take his cornea. Why? Because of this specific reason that the Mishnah says, Klamatsav Enov Shal Geisis, Kiyul Shevet Damam, Damam. So that might turn him over. So therefore, any organ in that situation, so therefore it's not impossible, it's very, very difficult to get an organ from a geisis.
None of these transplants are avada that they're even going to work. So all of this should just be a suffix if it's even going to be muscle.
Right, they say that doesn't always
true.
Kick.
A lot of them do
kidney doesn't always kick in. I heard the sakana though. This I saw a stat. The sakana is like 2 in 10,000 or something like. And you're getting in the car to whatever, you're not saving anybody, and the sakana is that or worse. I don't know. So as far as the sakana bizman hazeh, I don't know if it's really that much of the chashbon. It's more that you don't have to, you're not mechoyev like the Radbaz, which was very important. You're not mechoyev, you're not mechoyev to give up an eiver, but it's a mitzvah gedoyla and kilu kai mali, oila mali. Dr. Cannon told me that there was a story that in Eretz Yisrael there's a huge machlekes. So when you hear a huge machlekes, no one likes to hear a huge machlekes, beautiful machlekes. The father had kidney failure and he had like 9 kids and they were all fighting with each other to be able to give the kidney. And the older kids were saying no, and I'm older, and one said you already have kids, and the other one said no. Then the youngest one said I want to give it. Yeah, you're already married, and they said what do you mean? We need to get married. So he said, what do you mean? I want my wife. If my wife doesn't want someone who was willing to give up his kidney, I don't want her. So this is so you have and Marsha Storm. There's a Maisa. It'll come to me. But in Eretz Yisrael, there was a lady who had a kidney failure, and her sister was a perfect match. So they. It's a famous story. It happened maybe 6 years ago, and the sister the sister who was failing didn't want to take the kidney, and the other sister was fighting. I want to give you the kidney, and she said you're gonna have the problem maybe too. I have the problem. It runs in the family. So who was the Pesach Zalig? Aaron Lim Shteiman. So he came before Aaron Lim Shteiman. Aaron Lim Shteiman. Told the failing kidney sister that don't worry, take it from your sister because she will be just like everybody else. And Arnold Steinman said, so that's it. So they opened her up and they saw when they took out the kidney, she had 3 altogether. When they took it out, she had 2 left. She was like the same like everybody else. But anyways, just to wrap up, Leah said that Hapam Oidas Hashem. So some say that she was the first one to say thank you to Hashem. So everybody asked, what do you mean? Noach didn't say thank you to Hashem. Avraham Avinu didn't say thank you to Hashem. What do you mean she was the first? So they said because she was the first one who continuously said thank you to Hashem. Every time she said Yehuda, even if she yelled at him, Yehuda, she was thanking Hashem. We're Yehudim, we have to make sure we thank Hashem for everything that we have. And Hashem should give a refuah shleima to all that need it.
Okay.